This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. Over the course of the last month, I've been talking quite a bit about standardized testing in schools and the Common Core. We've heard from a teacher of gifted students in Florida that she has problems with the tests. We've heard from a principal of a school in Brooklyn, New York, a superintendent of school in Texas. We've heard from people in various parts of the country about the problems that they have, not just as educators, but also as parents, with some of the standardized testing that is at the root of not just the Common Core standards, but also have been in our schools since the beginning of No Child Left Behind. This week, the comedian Louis C.K. took to Twitter because he's been seeing the questions that his kids have been studying for and taking on practice exams for some of the standardized tests in the New York City public schools that his kids go to. And he was upset about it and tweeted about it. And then, just a couple of days ago, took back to Twitter to say, you know, kids, parents, and teachers are vocally suffering. Listen to them. Adapt and slow down. Cool it with the testing. It's a new program. Why defend it as perfect? Why let poor test writers profit and tell parents and teachers that they are wrong? It's arrogant, and it hurts the goals of the Common Core. You want to teach kids to think and reason? Try it yourself first. Another voice in this argument against the incredible amount of standardized testing that is going on in our schools now is my next guest. Her name is Rebecca Steinitz, who is a literary consultant in urban high schools, a writer and editor, and a mom, who recently wrote an open letter to President Obama saying, look, your daughters Malia and Sasha go to private school, so they may not know about this. Mine goes to a public school, and I want you to know what she has been going through. Is your problem with the tests themselves?
It is, Paul, and I appreciate you bringing up Louis C.K.'s recent tweets, because I think he drew in the second set of tweets, which I think were yesterday, drew a really important distinction between the standards and the tests. I think that the Common Core standards actually have a lot of potential to really improve things in America's schools. I agree with Louis C.K. that they're not perfect. I could go super geeky on you as an English teacher and tell you lots of little things that I think could be better, but overall, they really do change things in important ways to help students read and write more deeply, especially in our high schools. On the other hand, the tests are appalling. I gave my daughter, actually, that sounds horrible. I asked my daughter if she wanted to try some of the online practice tests for the PARC exams, which will be given, possibly, perhaps, at this point, in 16 states and the District of Columbia. And she's a good student. She doesn't mind taking tests. In fact, her class took some of the PARC pilot tests, but she was out of town and didn't do that. So she was perfectly happy to take the test. And within 30 seconds, she, a seventh grader, was aghast. She was saying things like, this is a crazy question. I don't get this. Both answers are right. What do they want us to do? This is so complicated. I don't know how any kid could do it. And when I heard her struggling, I thought, this is not right. Something needs to be said about this. We really can't be torturing our students in the name of education.
See, this is what I've heard before, and I understand the people who want there to be accountability for what goes on in our schools on the part of the teachers, the students, and the administrators. But I also want there to be accountability for the test writers, these companies, private companies, that get these huge contracts and then deliver what I've heard time and time again are lousy tests, poorly written, that don't even give you a good estimate of how a child is actually learning.
Absolutely. And can I tell you, I am actually going to go geeky English teacher on you for a moment here, because
please.
I agree, we do need to have some kind of accountability, or teachers won't necessarily teach the standards, which, like I said, have a lot of potential. But in the Common Core standards, students are supposed to learn three kinds of writing. They're supposed to learn to write arguments, to take a position and state their case supporting it with evidence, considering the opposite sides, and really showing us their thinking. That's a great skill, really important in business, in life, in decision making. They're supposed to write informative explanatory texts, which basically share information in a clear and detailed way. Again, a fantastic skill. And they're supposed to write narratives, stories. Who doesn't love stories? Telling stories is a crucial piece of being human. So you would think if the PARC tests had three writing sections, which they do, that one section would be argument, one section would be informative, and one section would be narrative. Doesn't that make sense to you?
It does.
No, that's not the way it is. There is one literary analysis task, which I think is great. Literary analysis is fine. There's a task that is called a research task, but is in fact, and this is one of the tasks I wrote about in my letter to President Obama, in fact, what it asks students to do is read three separate pieces on a topic, and then not to write something about the topic, which would be utterly reasonable, but to analyze the way those pieces that they've read talk about the topic. So this is really college-level work that doesn't, in fact, prepare students for research, the kind of research that they need to do either in high school and college classes or in the workplace. And then finally, there's a narrative task, which is fine, but frankly, in terms of success in college and careers, narrative is the least important of these three writing tasks. Though, as I said, it's very important for being a thoughtful person. So I looked at these tests and I thought, this is crazy. If we're going to have tests, shouldn't they actually test the standards? And shouldn't they do it at a level where our students are, rather than asking them to achieve far beyond their developmental levels? It's a crazy thing. And corporations are making, as you say, an incredible amount of money off of this. In fact, and this makes me kind of crazy, if we do abandon the PARC tests, I don't think we're going to abandon the Common Core, but I think a really thoughtful and powerful movement is growing against these PARC tests. If we do abandon the tests, those companies are just going to walk away with our tax dollars, and that is a crime.
Yeah, there needs to be oversight of what they're doing and the accountability for what they're doing. But I'm curious if the voice that you are speaking with there and the other guests that I've had on this show, and as you say, the others who are part of a growing movement in this country, are they being heard? After you wrote your open letter to President Obama, and I know it was published in the Washington Post, did you hear from Arne Duncan or anybody at the Secretary of Education? Have you heard from anybody at the state or local level?
I have.
What have they said?
I actually have some appointments next week, and if you call me back next week, hopefully I'll have more to say about that. I can't say anything yet because I haven't spoken with them, but I have had responses. From
at the national level?
At the state level in my state of Massachusetts.
Well, that's great that there is going to be at least someone listening to you. I hope that they will actually do something about it.
It's very exciting, and I hope so, too. I've also been contacted by parents groups that are starting to work at the local level, going to their city councils and their school committees, which is not where these decisions will be made. These decisions will be made at the state level. But I do think local pressure at the political level can make a real difference. I know here in Massachusetts, we're in an interesting, and I say that with all, well, I don't think I quite said it with enough sarcasm. We're in an interesting situation where the person who heads the PARC organization, which is designing the PARC test, is our Commissioner of Education, Mitchell Chester. In Massachusetts, we actually have not yet decided to adopt the PARC test. We're taking a wait-and-see attitude. But some local school officials are starting to publicly ask whether there is a significant conflict of interest in the fact that Mitchell Chester both heads PARC and heads the Department of Education in Massachusetts, which will be deciding whether or not to adopt PARC for our state. So
yeah.
I think here in Massachusetts, I predict that that is going to become more and more of an issue.
I don't think that your state will be alone in that either. Now, I do have to ask you about your role as a teacher. You work in urban high schools. You've been there implementing some of these Common Core standards and probably having to deal with both teachers and students who have to take these tests. When you deal with the students, have they been doing any better? I don't mean on the individual tests that we're talking about, which sound ridiculous, but I mean under Common Core, has their education gotten better?
Yes. I work in urban schools, urban high schools, where many of our students have struggled to pass the MCAS, which is the Massachusetts Standardized Test. As I said earlier, we have not yet made the transition to PARC, and in fact, we have not decided whether we're going to make that transition. But we have been in my schools making the shift to the Common Core for, depending on the school, 2 to 3 years, and we are seeing a significant difference in students' writing skills, and also in students' scores on the MCAS tests as well. So I think even though the MCAS tests do not directly test the Common Core standards, they do test students' reading, writing, and thinking skills, and the new standards are improving those skills.
And would you agree with me that there is nothing wrong with having every kid in America learning a basic set of information that will help them go forward in this country? And I know we call that the Common Core, but if we don't call it that and just think of it in terms of something we all should know from childhood on, isn't that a good thing, Rebecca?
I love the way you put that. And I have to say, when I look at the opposition to the Common Core, very little of it focuses on the standards themselves. Some of it does, and one of the caveats I need to say is that I work in middle schools and high schools, primarily in high schools, but I also work with some middle school teachers. And my colleagues in early childhood education and elementary education have some very strong concerns about the early childhood standards. About the kindergarten through third grade standards, which I think do have some real problems developmentally, but you need to bring in another expert to talk about that because it's not my field. Now, that said, the high school and middle school standards ask for some really simple, well, simple is the wrong word, ask for some really fundamental skills. They ask students to be able to read clearly, deeply. They ask students to be able to identify main ideas and supporting details. They ask students to be able to write these three kinds of texts that I told you about, to use evidence, to do research, to look at a website and be able to tell whether it's a credible and reliable source. And these are all things that we want our students to do. So much of the complaint about the Common Core is about how it was adopted, is about the testing, which you and I object to too, is about the politics. In fact, the fact that many opponents have started to call it Obama Core should tell you that there are many agendas at play here that have nothing to do with the education we're giving our children.
Absolutely right. Rebecca, I'm very glad that we have you out there as an advocate for common sense and the Common Core, and working not only to make your daughter's education better, but those of the kids in the schools that you work with. Thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
Rebecca Steinitz is a literary consultant at urban high schools in Massachusetts, and a writer and an editor, and a guest here with Paul Harris on America Weekend.